So Trish Gordon is from South Arm United Church, and we thought that because we were coming, our churches were coming together today, and we thought because we've just worked on Camp Spirit together, it'd be a great opportunity to do some reflection together on what it means to collaborate as a faith community, as two faith communities, as community of faiths in Richmond, and in our ministry with people of all ages, actually. would you like to begin, Trish, around how we even, I came here 6.5 years ago on a 7-month contract. It's been 6.5 years. Funny how that happens. And would you like to share about when we first really kind of connected?
Yes. Before Kerry came, we had just occasional connections with Yoko, Reverend Yoko. But then it was COVID that seemed to change everything. It seems like a long time ago now, but when COVID started circulating in our world, we had to adapt really quickly. And churches closed their doors in the interest and safety for all. But Kerry and I started chatting about what we all needed at this time. And what resulted was some of the most rewarding times for me personally and for all of us that met on a Saturday morning at 11 o'clock.
On Zoom.
On Zoom.
For 30 minutes.
For 30 minutes. sometimes 4 children, sometimes 8, sometimes 10.
Yeah.
Sometimes a small Komodo dragon. One of the children had a pet, and that
Jerry.
Came. Jerry.
Jerry joined
Isabel.
Us for worship.
Yep.
That's right.
So we were joking. We said we were probably the only church group in Canada that were meeting with a dragon in the congregation. but we checked in with each other. We had a joyous biblical theme and sang and prayed together. And our planning was always interesting because we both brought things to the table when we came. I always seem to be bringing something about bread, dough, or a loaf, or something. And Kerry brought inspiration, kindness, and wonderful timekeeping and technology. Our time would start on the minute, and it would end on the minute, and it was wonderful.
Oh, and a neat thing about Zoom worship is we had Barry Yamaguchi, who was our musician, because we were in between musicians at the time. And so Barry was hired. We had never actually met in person. Have we ever met Barry
in person?
No, I don't
think so.
Never. So only on Zoom. And he didn't know us, and we didn't know him, but suddenly he was providing music for Kids Church and doing the actions and participating fully. It was
and
just
we found,
beautiful.
We found a way around all the little bits of obstacles we had. So Kerry would write the words to the hymns and she'd hold them up at the screen. It was amazing what we could do and adapt to change.
Yes.
And one of the great things was just bringing our shared gifts together. And that's what got us talking about collaboration.
Mm-hmm. There was even a point this week that Trish was flying around the building and put her hand in her pocket and had a hot dog bun. And I was like, you always have bread with you.
Well, 2 years ago, I started helping in the kitchen, and that's been another really joyful thing for me. The team in the kitchen and then Stacey Kettleman's leadership, and I've spent every morning there. It was really wonderful.
This week, this year, I invited the staff from other churches to come and join us if they were around and available. And Lauren and Jacqueline from South Arm joined us for one day, and Marnie from St. Anne's joined us for one day. So that gave us space to sneak in a little bit of time and talk with all of them about what it means to them to collaborate. And we all named how it's the coming together. So some of you participated in theological banquet this year, which was a group study. We have done messy church and various worship services this year together. Yeah. And just that there's plans, aren't there? There's plans for another study coming up between the Richmond United, South Arm, Gilmore. That's coming up soon.
And then Faith and Families. There's five congregations within Richmond that have joined us. Not all United churches, but it's wonderful to see everyone sharing the gifts there. And we were talking about this, and we were just feeling that each church community has got its own boundary. But what's happening now is like a loosening, a joyful loosening and a blurring of the edges. At our church during COVID, our children grew up and out, so we didn't have many children at that point, just two. And now we've got two, Claire and Biff. They come regularly, and it's the beginning of something new, along with the congregation that you have and the other churches. Mm-hmm. And then we've got youth group too.
Yes, yep. We just launched our first youth group in about 20 years, I think. I think 10 at the very first one, and then 15 of us this week gathered, and of all ages, and just really good, healthy, safe, and inclusive community for youth in this city. So,
And also, we're just a small part of it with the children's ministry, but we were talking about our administrators are getting together and working together, trying to find ways that they can do the same job in a different, more efficient way, and lots of other book club, Bible studies, all sorts of things. Yeah. Trustees meet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But it isn't always easy.
No.
And we've named that as well. Messy church we did three times. The first time was during COVID. I think there were like 60 people that came.
Yeah.
What is this messy church thing? We don't like the title. We're going to check it out anyways. We won't go. We don't know what's going to happen. We had 50 people come, and the second one was about half that.
Yeah.
And then what happened on the third?
I think there were only a few, maybe three or four.
Yeah.
But during COVID, there wasn't very much else that we could do. But now then, suddenly the world opened and there was a lot more we could do.
Yeah, so it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then we realized, this isn't what's meant to be right now. We need to shift directions again, right?
But also the wonderful collaboration where we say, I think our church just needs to get together. And we'll do this with just our church. So not that you're excluded, but this is what our church needs
sometimes
at this time.
We just need to name what we need because we know our community's best.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Trish, what was your favorite highlight from Camp Spirit? Or are you still processing?
there's so many favorite bits, but in the afternoon I did the community engagement and I felt that this was a really important thing. A lot of congregational members at South Arm brought in an old box, few boxes, and you'll see when you go out, there's the Camp Spirit Village, and to watch this pile of boxes turn into these beautiful things that the children made, and they were so full of imagination. We were halfway through and someone said, there's no church in the village, so they rustled up a church. And then there was somebody else that said, we need Walmart on here. So someone rustled up Walmart and a museum with works of art in it.
We need people.
And then we needed people. And then animals.
And
then the cars, we didn't get around to cars.
Yeah.
But there were vehicles.
Okay. Yeah. And so some of the village is out. Some of the village was taken.
Because
can we please take Walmart home?
Okay. Yes. Well, I'm going to take the leftover boxes back to South Arm. Then they can see exactly what happened. So that was one of my favorite collaborations. Plus the cookies at the...
cookies.
I must have had at least one three times a day.
Yeah, so much eating this week. to the point that I think both of us yesterday said, we're on the Camp Spirit eating schedule. I'm still hungry. I'm so hungry.
It's 10 o'clock. It's time to eat.
For me, no, I'm so glad you're here today because you are my highlight this week. Noah is one I think we all know, full of energy and excitement. And we don't sit often, do we?
Yeah.
So Noah, for the week, I just saw Noah everywhere. And then community engagement happened, and that's when we invite people in the community to come and engage with the children by offering activities. So there was boat making, wooden boat making, origami making, the village games, board games, puzzles, bracelets, ukulele lessons. Oh my. So much. And I came in here and Toy and Nancy and Susan were here sitting on these steps playing the ukulele, ready to give a lesson. And Noah came, didn't you? You came right in. And what did you do?
I played three songs very good.
Played three songs. And you said to me, Carrie, I'm playing and I've never done this before.
Yeah. I
haven't done ukulele for 6 years. And how old are you? You're six. Yeah. So first time, right? And so that to me was such a beautiful, beautiful moment.
And I've just got one more.
Oh, one more. Yes.
Real joy. I mean, there were so many of them, it's hard to know. But Claire. Mm. Claire came every day with Jess and Rick's and Lisa's blessing. But we came in and there was a lady called Emma that came, and she was worked with Claire very closely. But it was so joyful and lots of wonderful moments with Claire. I'd see her, she'd wave, she'd be off doing something else, and then I'd drive her home at the end of the day, and we just would have that chat about the best bits of the day, and that was a real gift for me.
Yeah. And finally, as we look ahead to the future, Trish, what's on your dream list as we collaborate, as we connect, as we move forward? What is God calling us to do and to be in?
Well, I think my hope is to continue nurturing the seeds that we're planting and work creating a supportive and safe place for individuals and families of all ages surrounded by God's love. Mm-hmm. I think that sort of sums it up for me, just to share our gifts in the way that we do, because we all bring them and we all share them.
Yeah. I have always a list of hopes and plans percolating. I'm thinking a camp for all ages is in our future. And I also wonder about a grandparent-grandchild day, an event of bringing older adults and younger adults together. So if you have ideas about that, let it percolate and come talk to us.
That's a great idea.
Thank you for this time and for your rich leadership and partnership.
Thank you, Kerry, for a great leader of the ship you've been this week. Mm. And we haven't had much time to talk to each other because we pass in the corridor in the morning on the way. And yes. It's like, oh, hi, bye.
And Sarah and I haven't had much time to talk to each other, and we travel in the same car.
Well, I actually talked to Sarah quite a lot, because she'd come up to the village and she'd say, oh, this one needs a new window here, or a door here, or a roof here. Or
right.
So
thank you.
Good. But can you just put your